coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It's Monday, September 30, 2024. I want to welcome everyone to this edition. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for your belief and trust in this platform. Now, don't forget, folks, and I appreciate this because those of you who have opened a Rumble account, it's free, and left comments on our videos on Rumble, I appreciate your input. At some point, we're going to be going live here in probably the next 10 days. It's going to be at night. It's going to be 8 o'clock at night. It's going to be for 2 hours. You're helping us do this. Now, it's going to cost us more money because of the fiber optics, which is expensive, along with some other different equipment because of the separation of Eric and I, because of the location of the fiber optics. It's crazy. So, it's about a $15,000 investment, and we appreciate your help on that. If not, look, you know, it's not going to stop us, but I do appreciate it. You know, hey, there's always a second and third mortgage, third now, I guess. But regardless, it's going to be exciting because there will be interaction, and we're just going to really take off. And also, too, you know, with the censorship. This is a big part of why we're doing what we're doing. There is some censorship going on. Obviously, the biggest part of that is you can see where now Media Matters and or perhaps other entities might be lining up to purchase the assets from Alex Jones InfoWars, who's got about 30 days left of the current iteration of InfoWars, okay? This is how the left is fighting against the Christian conservatives, the truth tellers. There's a lot more to that than really I've got time and people and your interest level would hold. But this is coming for everyone. Even if you don't have a voice or a platform, it's coming for you. Damn well knows it's coming for us. Have just a jam-packed show for you. Eric the Tech, how are you today? You walked into kind of in kind of a rabid mood, I guess. How you doing?
Doing great.
You weren't hit by any debris, were you?
Not this time around.
I'm telling you what, it's only going to get worse no matter what happens. It's only going to get worse. I wish I could tell you something different. I can't. So prepare while you're praying. I'm telling you. You what's coming in the next 10 days to, 90 days is going to be earth shaking. I promise you on this. I've talked to a lot of people over the weekend, a lot of people who are very, well, they've got influence. They know what's going on. These are people who are up there. And they know exactly what's going on. Speaking of that, President Donald John Trump touched down in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday. And you can just roll that video 3 as I talk because he made a grand entrance into Erie, Pennsylvania. And to show you how what kind of problems that we have today. I want to just touch on this. The fact that he... Go ahead and roll clip 3, video 3. without the audio. There it is. There he is coming into Erie International. Well, Tom Ridge Field. Tom Ridge Field. Yeah, wrap your mind around that. I know Tom. I know his brother, David. But anyway, here he is landing at Erie, PA. And, of course, he had the rally yesterday. Now, about that real quick, because you're going to see things on the media, the social media, the media. Oh, my gosh. The Bayfront Convention Center, which is where this was held. RAV bus was down there. John Fredericks was down there. David Zier was down there. Many, many great people, people that I respect and like, were at the convention center. But having said that, you're gonna hear, well, he had to downsize his venue because the people are losing interest in him. I'm getting to a point here in this, for this program, which will come at the end. This is not bottom line up front. Well, bottom line up front is it's only going to get worse. But the tactics of the communist left, we have to talk about this because we're going to have to deal with this. Chris Adamo wrote a book, Fighting Rules for Radicals, How to Defeat Rules for Radicals. I apologize for not knowing the exact title. I'm reading it, and I can't believe I'm blanking out on the title. But this is a fight that's going to go beyond what you will expect. We have a problem in this country that you are well aware of, I'm well aware of, but it's going to be handled in a much different manner, I believe, than you would expect. And I'm going to explain this. I'm going to try to walk you through this and explain this. So hang with me if you don't mind. But by the way, Eric the Tech, we had a problem. I think it was Friday, with Friday's show having too many Rumble ads in there. I don't know. I haven't talked to you about this, but that's intolerable. Okay. If we can't get people to support us, we do have a couple of sponsorship ads that, you know, reads that, no big deal. But if we really, I don't know. So, but we don't have to have an ad every 5 seconds on Rumble. I'm just telling you that. Did you hear about that? Did you?
I think the maximum's 2 at the beginning, and they're skippable.
Right. But I had people saying that they were like bombarded with ads. Do you know anything about that, brother?
I mean, I don't. And if that's the case, then just use the Brave browser.
Thank you. And that's, somebody had mentioned that in the comments section. Use the Brave browser. So any platform, whether it's Mac or Windows, you can download Brave and use that. Is that right? I mean,
yes.
And a phone too, I guess, if you listen on a phone. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Or watch on a phone. All right. So there's that. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Sorry, I didn't mean to blindside you with that.
Especially use it if you're trying to get information off of like YouTube or something.
Ah, yes.
Brave Browser will bypass those ads.
Okay, good. Good. In the meantime, we'll try to figure out something on our end to make sure that, see if we can't skip whatever we can skip on that. Because I personally do not like it. I don't like pop-ups. I don't like stuff that, I don't like any of that. So I agree with whoever had that issue, and I apologize for it. Now, I'm going to skip video 2. You can watch it. Video 2 is President Trump in Wisconsin prior to his Erie arrival saying, you know, I had to sit there. This is a reference to Harris's talk about the border. I had to stand there and listen to her bullshit last night. We're going to be getting into more of that. I just don't want to play that just for effect. There's a war against the First and Second Amendment right now that you need to be aware of. And I want to play this video 1 This is John Kerry. Hopefully you've seen this. If you haven't, listen to what he is saying. This is at the World Economic Forum. He's calling for yet another ministry of truth. The First Amendment stands, according to him, as a roadblock for us right now. This will come into play as the days get closer to the election, as we get closer to the election. This is going to come into play. Remember, they put Peter Navarro in jail in the run-up to the election. They put Steve Bannon, who's still in jail right now. He won't get out until days before Election Day. They're shutting down InfoWars. They're going after other platforms, including this platform, to shut us down as well. For what? Oh, for a number of violations, including but not limited to hate speech, whatever that means. Just because, hey, if you're born with a dangling participle, you're a boy. If you're not, you're a girl. Okay, stuff like that. The truth is really the target here. But this is John Kerry. And think about how bad this is. This is 2 minutes in length, but listen to what he says, because this has the power of the World Economic Forum as well as the United Nations behind him. This is cut one, video one.
And I think the dislike of and anguish over social media is just growing and growing and growing. And it's part of our problem, particularly in democracies, in terms of building consensus around any issue. It's really hard to govern today. The referees we used to have to determine what's a fact and what isn't a fact have kind of, been eviscerated to a certain degree. And people go and their people self-select where they go for their news or for their information. And then you just get into a vicious cycle. So it's really, really hard, much harder to build consensus today than at any time in the 45, 50 years I've been involved in this. And there's a lot of discussion now about how you curb those entities in order to guarantee that you're going to have, some accountability on facts, et cetera. But look, if people go to only one source and the source they go to is sick and, has an agenda and they're putting out disinformation, our First Amendment stands as a major block to the ability to be able to just, hammer it out of existence. So what we need is to win the ground, win the right to govern by hopefully having, winning enough votes that you're free to be able to implement change. Now, obviously, there are some people in our country who are prepared to implement change in other ways. And
so
that's
you're questioning
dangerous.
Really if democracy can survive unregulated media.
I think democracies are very challenged right now and have not proven they can move fast enough or big enough to deal with the challenges that we are facing. And to me, that is part of what this race, this election is all about. Will we break the fever in the United States?
Don't discount what he says. Don't discount what he says, because that is what he is saying is, look, we have a problem right now. And that's the First Amendment to the Constitution. That's the problem. That's
what, to eliminate things with an agenda.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have an agenda.
Well, he has an agenda, and it's to shut us down.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And if the narrative doesn't fit his narrative, their narrative, the narrative of the deep state, of course, then we need to be taken out. But there's more to it than that. Because of the divisiveness, and the other part too, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this democracy crap. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative republic. Enough of this democracy crap. Threat to democracy. Saving our democracy. No, it's a representative republic, constitutional republic. That's what it is. Call it what it is. Enough of the other stuff. But what has gone unsaid there is the method to dismantle the Constitution. That's his intent. And he touches on it. Well, we're going to have to get in power and then deal with that dismantling of the Constitution, which goes back to last week when we signed on, the U.S. signed on to ceding power to the United Nations, and allowing them.
That's a great
idea. Don't you just love it, man? I mean, ceding power to the U.N. so they can determine what can be stated, what can be said, and what an emergency is or is not. Now, we have an emergency right now, for example, in the on the east coast of the U.S., and please pray for the people affected by this Hurricane Helen, which acted awful odd, I would say. If you didn't notice, it just acted very, very weird. But it really hit hard the western portion of North Carolina, some South Carolina, Georgia, Florida. I'm telling you what, there are many people without power, and it really, please keep them, many of our listeners are affected, so please keep them in your prayers as well. And if anyone out there, I mean, if we can do anything for anybody, please, if you can get to an email spot, send an email, let me know what we can possibly do for you. I'll do anything possible within our power to do whatever we can possibly do. But along with that, and I'm not going to play this because it disgusts me, Biden said, yeah, you know, pretty much we gave all the FEMA resources to the governors. We're pretty much done. It's pretty much over. He says so cavalier-like. I don't know how many people saw that. But when you think about the $300 billion, yeah, at least going to Ukraine, probably much more, closer to a trillion, I would suspect, going to Ukraine. $700 per family to Maui, the victims of Maui. What about the people in the U.S.? This is why people hate Biden and hate Harris. And if you hate them, you don't hate them enough. And yes, I know exactly what I'm saying. And if you're for these people, then what in the hell's wrong with you? But moving along, when I say that we are going to have a problem, big problems, unexpected, it's going to be worse than you can imagine. 10 days, any time now, through the next 90 days. It's just not me saying that. It's almost predictive by people like Hillary. And this is video 4 in the show notes, folks. By the way, go to HagmanPI.com. And if you want to look at all the sources, listen to the entire video clips, it's at HagmanPI.com. Click on the title to today's episode and you'll have it all. But this is video 4. This is Hillary Clinton saying that something's going to happen in October. And this is where she compares herself to the Greek mythological figure Cassandra and launches another Russian conspiracy theory. By the way, I should have acknowledged President Trump video, Wheels Down. That was Margot Martin on X. Thank you, Margot, for that. And all the sources, everything is sourced at HagmanPI.com with appropriate attribution. But this is video 4, Hillary Clinton. Something's going to happen in October. And she also launched another Russian conspiracy theory. Listen and watch this. This is just over 3 minutes. I think it's important enough for you to watch the entire thing. Here it is.
The press needs a consistent narrative about the danger that Trump poses. Because, you know, people may still look at the danger and say, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm going to vote for X, Y, or Z. But okay. But at least people need to be woken up and given the facts about what he has done, is saying, and would do. And I anticipate that, you know, something will happen in October, as it always does. You know, the Russians, as I said earlier, are very active in this election. We know the Iranians are active as well. Chinese uses TikTok, or they certainly did against Biden and for Trump. I think they're a little less pro Trump right now. So you look at where people get their information, and they get their information largely from social media. And so the campaign is doing the best job it can to combat that, combat both domestic and foreign false disinformation. But I anticipate there will be a full court press in October. The digital airwaves will be filled. And why does that matter? Because the press that is pro-Trump anyway, oftentimes stories are put on digitally that then are picked up by, let's say, at Fox and others. And then those stories are stories, so the mainstream press reports on them. And so that story then takes on a life of its own. There will be concerted efforts to distort and pervert Kamala Harris, who she is, what she stands for, what she's done. I mean, look, I mean, the crazy story about me running a child trafficking operation out of a basement of a pizzeria. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. It was a huge story. And it got one young man in North Carolina to get in his car with his, you know, assault rifle and drive up to liberate these non-existent children and shoot up a pizzeria in Washington, D.C. This is dangerous stuff. It starts online, often on the dark web. It migrates. It's picked up by the pro-Trump media. It's then reported on by everybody else, which makes sure it has about 100% coverage. And people believe it. So I don't know what it's going to be, but it will be something, and we'll have to work very, very hard to make sure that it is exposed as the lie that it is.
Now, there's a whole lot to pick out from that. Number one, Pizzagate was real, is real. It's not about a single pizza shop in Washington, D.C. A guy did not take and shoot up that pizza shop. It wasn't about kids in the basement. Okay, it's much bigger than all of that. That's her spin. That's the media's spin on the story. Okay, and the fact that the mainstream media picked it up and spun it that way is totally false. You know that. You've seen it. It's false. But there's another part of that in there. And that is, she's laying the groundwork for something to happen so it can be attributed to another country. And I've been saying this, we've been saying this for some time. And I know Alex has been saying this too. And I'll show you exactly what I mean by this. Well, do I really have to show you? Of course not. I mean, we saw it happen in Butler. We saw it happen in Florida. Things are heating up. They're ratcheting up. The left, the communists are getting desperate. By the way, when I was talking about the Erie venue and about how the media is saying, well, he's downsizing because of lacking popularity. No, the reason he went to the Bayfront Convention Center, and I have this on full authority, that venue is a closed venue. It's got a roof, it's got walls, it's got protection. Mayorkas, as head of DHS and thus head of the Secret Service, has yet to afford President Trump the necessary assets to match the threat level. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's the reason. Yet the media is being forced to say, and little pukes like Harry Sisson or Sisson on that little puke on X, and he's a puke in my personal opinion. He's a paid, in my opinion, shill for the Democratic Party. I wonder, I'd like to see how much money he gets from the communist left to push lies. But people like that, in my view, are pushing false narratives. No, they had to put him inside to protect them because Mayorkas didn't give him the assets. And they're still not giving him the assets. He's going to be down in Butler, the same place of the assassination, next Saturday. Do you think they're going to protect him down there any better? Tell you what, I you better pray they do. It's bigger than that. This is what they're causing. It's not the right that's causing any kind of vitriol or violence. It's not the right that caused the Capitol, the January 6th deal at the Capitol. It's not the Trump supporters that did that. By the way, how many cops were killed that day? Zero. How many police officers were killed by Trump supporters? Zero. The lies continue. How many Trump supporters were killed that day by police? Two. Roseanne Boylan and, of course, Ashley Babbitt. So the narrative is being spun, but it's maliciously spun for a reason. They're coming after us. They're coming after our First Amendment rights and our Second Amendment rights. In the meantime, they want a body count. If you go to page one, and this is what both Kerry, he wants to be able to spin his own narrative, and especially Hillary Clinton and company, they want to spin their own narrative, both the same way. You know, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, right? Former Democratic candidate indicted for threatening to kill Republican Anna Paulina Luna using Ukrainian hit squad. Again, there's a lot to unpack here because you have the vitriol of the communist left against the Christian conservatives or conservatives or the people who are calling out the deep state, the Borg. And this is what you're getting. You're getting Donald Trump being shot in the head in Butler. You're getting Donald Trump in the crosshairs in Florida by a Ukrainian whack job. And, oh, speaking of Ukrainian whack jobs, let me tell you about William Braddock, who's the mastermind behind this plot to kill Anna Paulina Luna. You see, he was the primary challenger from St. Petersburg, Florida, 41-year-old primary challenger to Anna Paulina Luna. And he has been accused of making the alleged threats on June 8th of 2021, including one where he threatened to call up my Russian-Ukrainian hit squad to take out his rival. That's what the indictment says. Boy, they must have really they must have been forced to really print that indictment out. If you scroll down on this, take a look at this goofball. There it is. There it is. There's William Braddock. Now, you see, he ran to the Philippines and apparently in an attempt to avoid extradition or to hide himself. I don't know. But he's being brought back, and guess what? He's charged with one count of interstate transmission of a true threat to injure another person. If he's convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. Boy, you think he might get it? Merrick Garland? I don't know. The threat is more than what it appears to be. This is about ready to go kinetic. This is about ready to get, I mean, people are about to get hurt, killed. And it's not because of the right. It's because of the left. It's because of the media. It's because of this illegitimate regime that's in the White House. It's because of rogue judges. It's because of these communist, brainwashed communist fools out there who are backing Harrison Walls. And it's from people like this. This is cut 8, video 8. I saw this, and when I saw this, I really thought this was an SNL skit or some kind of skit. I had to rewatch it. And by the time I got done with the second time, I wanted to tear my eyeballs out. I did repost this on X under the title, Yo, Ranking Rizzler, Skibidi. This is the state of the communist left so-called Democratic Party. If you haven't seen this, hey, I watch this, so you have to as well. This is 56 or 53 seconds of some of the most insane blather ever I've heard from a member of the House of Representatives. You're going to need to go to your bookshelf and get the Biden Brain Dead Dictionary out to really figure out what she's saying. But pay attention to what she's saying, because they think this is the way to communicate. And Eric the Tech, if you can translate, man, I'll tell you what. I mean, this actually hurts my eyeballs and my head. But think about this. First, think about our founding fathers. Now think about where we are today. This is what occupies an office in the U.S. Capitol. This is somebody who Connecticut put their trust in to vote on their behalf. And you're telling me half the population or more are okay with this? This is Cut 8.
Yo, this is the Ranking Rizzler on Appropriations, serving Connecticut's 3rd District. It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era. All right, besties, House Appropriation is the money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag, we are the bag. Democrats are making life smoother through government funding. It's giving, skibbity. So Sigma, main character energy. But Republicans' project 2025 is mad sus. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative aura points. Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment, on your education, and your rights. Big L, posting it online, buddy. Democrats understood the assignment, but go off. See how I keep you informed? Very cutesy, very demure.
I'm not sure I'd classify that as either one of those, cutesy or demure. That was, of course, Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut. Eric, did you understand anything she said there? Or is it just me?
No.
All right. Things like Ranking Rizzler.
She's very distracting.
Yeah, I'd say. Skibidi.
Not in a good way.
No. I mean, that the turtle went back in its shell on that one. I don't even know what to say to that. Okay, and you might say, well, why would you even play something like that? It seems so out of place, given your kind of trajectory of the show. Well, no, it's not. Do you see the differences that are becoming so obvious in the U.S. and have been so obvious in the U.S. for quite some time? There are huge differences. I'm going to try to tie this up with some very serious things as well, including 325,000 missing children. The numbers. Oh, have you seen the numbers of criminals released by the Harris, Biden Harris, the potato head and the mattress back heels up regime? The number of criminals that are walking your streets, our streets? Have you seen the numbers? Before I do, folks, listen up, folks. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about something important that affects many of us. I want you to go to getliverhelp.com/Hagman. That's getliverhelp.com/Hagman. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. If you constantly feel exhausted, if you feel weighted down and struggle to get through the day, the culprit might be right underneath your nose, a sluggish, overworked liver. And the reality is this. Your liver is under constant attack from processed foods and environmental toxins, GMOs, microplastics. I just read a story about that. Fluoride and so many other things that we still don't know about. Over time, this takes a very serious toll. In fact, a staggering 100 million Americans now suffer from an overworked and sluggish liver. This, according to the American Liver Foundation, that's nearly one in every three people. If you're tired of feeling sluggish and you want to reclaim your vitality, I highly recommend giving your liver the support it desperately needs with Liver Health Formula from Pure Health Research, our sponsor, Pure Health Research. This cutting-edge supplement combines 11 powerful, clinically proven ingredients to detoxify and rejuvenate your liver at the cellular level. At the cell level, man, I'm telling you. Liver Health Formula. Natural ingredients and nutrients are designed to revitalize your liver, helping raise energy, optimize metabolism, manage weight. This company has already helped more than 2 million Americans. It's time you join the ranks and get back to feeling your best. As a special offer for you, the listeners and viewers of this show, you can try Liver Health Formula and get a free one-month supply of nano-powdered omega-3 to support your heart health as well. And this offer is exclusive for my audience, as you see on the screen. To claim your free gift, go to getliverhelp.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. That's getliverhelp.com. H-E-L-P, as in help. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. Two ends on Hagman. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. Take the first step toward better liver health and more vibrant living today. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. All right. And thank you very much. Getliverhelp.com/Hagman. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right. So, what I'm getting to is the fact that the First Amendment is under attack, the Second Amendment under attack. You know this. Our Fourth Amendment rights already taken away from us. Fifth Amendment rights on the ropes. The Constitution is being shredded. And the do or die time is between now and really over the next 90 days. They're pulling out all of the stops. You saw two assassination attempts on President Trump. There will be more. I'm telling you, there will be more. Most people have no idea the danger the left, the communist left, has put him in. You saw the attempt or the plans by a primary challenger against Representative Anna Paulina Luna. You've heard the countless cries to take action against conservative Christians. How are they going to do that? And who's going to do that? And what about misattribution? Attachment one is rather interesting. This won't be in the show notes. This is just going to be on your screen. This is attachment one for today in the show prep. This is New York Post. This is from the New York. This is a cover of the New York Post, actually. You can put that on the screen. Shocking numbers revealed by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Harris visits border she will not close is the subtext of that as well. 15,000 killer migrants. That's okay. You can, that's fine. In the U.S. right now, there's 15,000. But let me give you some more information. This is attachment two, and I'll put a link to this This is from the U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement. This is from ICE to the Honorable Tony Gonzalez. He's a House of Representatives member. And he asked for this information back in March of 2024. Well, he got it September 25, last week. I'm just going to read here just briefly. Your letter requests a number of non-citizens on ICE's docket convicted or charged with a crime. As of July 21st of this year, there were 662,566 non-citizens with criminal histories on ICE national docket, which includes those detained by ICE and on the agency's non-detained docket. Of those, 435,719 are convicted criminals, and 250,000 have pending criminal charges, more than 250,000, actually. And that's, writes ICE, please refer to the following chart. And if you're able, just scroll down to the top of the following chart, of the chart that appears on there. There you go. Most serious charge category. And folks, you can read this on your own, print it out, and show it to your friends, especially those who believe that Harris, that we have a secure border, that the border is under control. ICE, well, the U.S., but ICE specifically has detained 10,288 individuals, with another 4,700, roughly, individuals with pending charges. So in detention, there's roughly 15,000 in detention. But look at the next set of numbers, non-detained. Convicted criminals walking the streets in the U.S., 425,431. Those pending criminal charges, about 250,000. 650,000, roughly. And we're talking arson, assault, homicide, drugs. Some of the worst offenders on the planet have been released by Harris and Biden. Folks, read this article. It'll tell you, or read this letter. It will tell you just how bad things really are. The media is covering for this communist regime in the White House. In fact, the media is complicit in this. Given our time, I want to jump to cut 7, or video 7, cut E. Folks, Mark Levin was out for a while. He took a pretty bad fall, pretty bad spill, got busted up a little bit, came back, and this was sent to me by Kevin, thank you, and some other people as well. And I happened to see this as well. This was published, this past weekend. Cut E. The title of this video, and I would urge you to watch the entire video. Again, this is part of the bigger picture here. Our country is divided, and it's divided because of the communist left and the media that is dividing our country. And it's being divided because people are really, I'm serious, they are falling for the lies because they are either uneducated or overly educated and stupid. Let's go to cut E of this longer. This is part of video 7. There's several cuts. Cut E, video 7.
When I watch what's going on in our streets, even this past few days when Benjamin Netanyahu spoke of the United Nations, Palestinian flags, they're carrying the flags of Hamas and Hezbollah. They're burning the American flag. They're burning the Israeli flag. They have the Israeli flag with a swastika on it. And these, it's not a few people, thousands of thousands. What the hell has happened to our country under Biden and Harris? We need to step back and take a look. All we hear about are the polls, our latest polls, the hot polls. Where are we in Arizona? Where are we in Timbuktu? I don't care. The polls are not going to determine the outcome of this election. You are. You are. That flag is sacred. That flag has been carried into wars. Men have died to raise that flag. That flag represents the millions who've come before us, who have created this country, who has defended this country. They've defended it from Nazis. They defended it from Tojo. They defended it for 200 years in hellholes all over the world, in Vietnam, in Korea, right now, special forces in Africa, in Southeast Asia. And we have these punks come into our country. Who are these people? Were they raised to love terrorists? Were they raised to love Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran? But worse than them is this damnable Biden-Harris administration. This damnable Biden-Harris administration. We're a country that have had great presidents. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant. We've had great presidents who brought us through the worst of times, world wars, a civil war, riots, domestic unrest. What do we have now? We have a man who's incapacitated. We all know it. His own party even knows it. His media even knows it. He's still sitting there as commander-in-chief. We have a vice president who's the most unqualified, buffoonish, economically illiterate, anti-American, anti-free market individual ever to be one step away from the Oval Office. And I'm to believe 50% of the American people, as I sit here tonight, are seriously considering putting her in the Oval Office? Why? What has she done? Who the hell is she? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose our country. Matter of fact, we are losing our country.
We are losing our country, and I'm going to jump to a video that by itself you might say, well, that really doesn't, that really is nothing in the scheme of things. I mean, we got warships on the coast of our country, enemies. We got World War III about to break out, and you're playing this clip? But this is part of it. This is reflective of the rot of the brains of the people who are involved or who have fallen for this communist claptrap. J.D. Vance this weekend was in western Pennsylvania, down north of Versailles, around Pittsburgh. Stopped at the Premonti Brothers. You probably heard about this, right? Well, about a month ago, so did Harris and, you know, Waltz. By the way, I have a really funny, I think it's funny, I don't care who you are, it's funny, meme on my Twitter X account, whatever you call it, with Waltz. You got to see it. Maybe Eric the Tech can pull it up. It's only a few seconds long, but I just laughed my butt off on it. But you might think this is this is nothing, but I want you to think about the division in this country and how this is playing out. Because a month ago, Harris and Walz What they did was they got a Promonti Brothers restaurant in the same area, the same county, it's my belief. I might be off by a few miles, but maybe even the same one. I'm not sure. They brought in, they asked the people there to leave, or the Promonti Brothers people did, and they brought in buses of essentially actors to commingle with Harris and Walz. This is the first video on cut, first cut on video 9. Watch this.
Thank you. 85 years between the three of us teaching. 85 years.
It was nice to meet you, sir. Oh, amen. Noble work. Yeah, proud to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Very nice to meet you.
With the exception of the staff at the restaurant, everyone else was an actor. They were bussed in. You saw the buses. We have footage of the buses letting people off, going into that restaurant. That was all an act. The media is complicit on this. They want you to believe that was totally organic. It wasn't. But let me show you what was. I'll show you what was organic. This happened this past weekend. Soon to be Vice President J.D. Vance shows up at Promonti Brothers, who I will never, never, ever, 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 I will never spend a dime, a penny at that place.
Their pizza's garbage anyways.
That whole place, in my view, is garbage. From the people who work there to the corporate ownership to what they supply, garbage. Because I'll tell you why. In addition to what Eric the Tech said, but watch this. This is how J.D. Vance was treated. I'll just put this in context. Secret Service detail pulled up. There were people there organically waiting to see him. And the manager said if he gets out of the limousine, she's calling the police to have him arrested for trespass. You don't believe me? This is how bad things are. Watch this. This is cut 2 of video 9.
We are not welcome to be here. We're not welcome to have the president here and the senator do not come in here and shake your hand according to the owner. We are going to take down all of your names, and next time you're in town, we're going to have a special event just with you.
We love you. Thank you.
Can you go back like 10 seconds?
No.
Watch this waitress. A little more. Watch this waitress. She's bringing the food out to this kid, right? Watch. Watch what happens to this plate of food. She set it down in front of that young boy and took it away. Did you see that?
It's because the lady said, we don't want it. We'll take our checks.
Okay. They're no longer invited back. They're banned. Those people are banned from Promonti for life. because of that. See, they don't want your business. But Vance, and you can cut it right there. You can go to any social media. Vance was really cool about it. He didn't trash the restaurant. He didn't say anything bad. In fact, he paid the bills of the people who canceled their orders. This from Sean Logue, who's a Washington County Republican head down there, well, south of Pittsburgh. And he was very, very nice about it. Here's why I bring this up. And I had a lot more to get into, but I think that this is sufficient. You've got a situation right now that's dire. This is a powder keg. You have people on the left who you will not be able to talk to, who won't listen. You won't be able to talk to the people on the left.
As far as Permane Brothers, that's their decision.
That's right. Just like the cake.
But you're going to be hurt.
Right. Look. Permane Brothers, you want to do that? Not a problem with me. You can do that. But I'm going to tell you something. I guarantee you there's more of us than there are of you. And we're a hell of a lot more pissed off than you will ever, ever imagine.
Cough, cough, Bud Light.
Think Bud Light. There you go. Gee, Patriot Dr. James sent me a photograph of an empty Bud Light tent. I think it was in St. Louis when all the other beer tents were full. It couldn't give Bud Light away in Missouri. You see, this is why we are at the precipice of something kinetic happening. You've got, look, again, you want to do that, not a problem. You're a private business, refuse service. Go ahead. We know which side you stand. You're the communist left bootlicking suckers. You are the enemy. You are the enemy of the Christian conservatives. It's either... Okay, so just like the cake, the baker said, look, it's against my religious values to bake a cake for a homosexual pitcher and catcher couple, fudge packing people. I guess didn't say quite like that. That's my version. That's their decision. Oh, they got sued to oblivion. Because that's what you folks on the left do, Media Matters.
Is there any statement from Permane Brothers ownership?
Oh, yeah, there was a written statement posted on X.
Was this the manager's decision?
No, actually, this was, they didn't want to have a campaign event. That was the manager's decision, but it was a little bit more decisive than that. Folks,
they didn't want to have a campaign event.
Well, yeah, unless it was Harrison Walls, but read that. I didn't print. It's a word salad of an excuse / apology. It's a word salad. It was a CYA thing, but you can't cover your ass because you are guilty of being that hateful Karen out there who says you step one foot out of that limo, I'll have you arrested.
There's not even that many people there.
No. Imagine the money.
There's no rally happening in Permane Brothers.
Of course not. It was just
eating food and meeting somebody.
There you go.
I guess we're not allowed to go there to meet anybody.
I certainly wouldn't. But here's the bottom line, and here's the whole thing. At the higher levels, they're going to use the First and Second Amendment against us. They're going to take our rights under both away. Oh, be prepared for the Second Amendment by way of the 625,000 unaccounted for people, the criminals, or by way of the UN, United Nations Center Security, to try to intimidate Ben Berkwam and Oscar in Panama. That's going to happen here. In fact,
but Kamala said she wouldn't do that.
It's going to happen. Kamala is a liar.
She said if you step into her house, she'll blow you away.
Yeah. Well, I think there are too many words in that sentence. Or at least one more extra word in that sentence. That last word, probably she didn't mean to say that last word. If you get my drift, and I know you do.
What she didn't tell you is you can only have 9mm with two shots
in San Francisco. In fact, I don't even think you can have a semi-auto. I'm not sure, but I know.
I believe that is a special.
It's either security guard, law enforcement, or military, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, or you have to take, like, certain class.
Or have some, yeah. But see, they want to take this away from us. They're going to cause one of the greatest civil conflicts this country has ever seen. I'm telling you. Am I over? Yeah, that's... Am I over? Okay. We okay. Thank you. This, when I came in to the studio this morning, I apologize, folks. I just could not wrap my head around all of the events taking place today. I'd like to go back to Mark Levin because there's more to be said about this. This is cut G. We combined cut E and F together. This is cut G from video 7. Go to HagmanPI.com. It'll all be there for you. The links, that is, under the show notes. This is cut G. This is about three and a half minutes, but it's worth it because he gets into exactly what I've been saying, but he does it more eloquently. And with a lot more passion, I think. Watch this, cut G.
Society. In our media, our despicable, contemptible media that hides behind the First Amendment, that hides behind this Constitution, as it burns it, as it shreds it, as it destroys it, as it throws in on freedom of the press with the Democrat Party, as the Democrat Party becomes the umbrella organization for the Marxists and the Islamists and all the reprobates, the Jew haters, the Christian haters, and the American haters. That's what that party has become. It's always been a party of hate, from slavery to segregation to eugenics to Jim Crow. And it has never stopped. Look what's going on today. Look at our border. There are women who are missing by the hundreds of thousands, being sold into sex slavery, enriching Mexican terroristic drug cartels who are in collusion with the communist Chinese. Where are these women? Where are they? Nobody even asks. Now, that's not a natural disaster like Hurricane Helen. This is a man-made disaster. We haven't seen human trafficking and slavery like this since the end of the damn Civil War. And it's happening right under our noses. Biden doesn't even talk about it. Harris goes to the border for a photo op. She's in charge of the damn thing. And then she pretends, oh, we have this legislation, American, bipartisan legislation. Have you read it? Tell me, has anybody in the media, any news organization told you what's in that bill? You know what that bill does? It enshrines 90% of what's going on in the border today. It will not end sex trafficking. It will not end up to 2 million illegal aliens coming into this country every year. And I'm not even counting gotaways. It enshrines catch and release. They come across the border. You catch them. You release them into the United States. You're not able to vet them. It's not like there's computer information on somebody coming out of Venezuela. Why doesn't Kamala Harris care about sex slavery? She talks about abortion until she's blue in the face. Why, is abortion an issue in this country? Is abortion an issue in this country? Sex slavery is an issue in this country. And she and Biden have caused it. 325,000 children are missing. 325,000 little kids. It brings tears to your eye. They are missing. Where are they? Where the hell are they? They're in our country. Where? Who has them? Oh, they're missing. Next story. Did you see the poll in Arizona? Screw the poll in Arizona. These are news organizations. Why aren't they finding it? Where are these kids? That's what Biden and Harris have done. I don't care about their photo ops. They're phony bipartisan legislation that'll do nothing. These are sound bites, and their media run with it. And nobody even looks behind the screen. It is a failed bill. It is a disastrous bill. That's why not a single Republican in the House supported it, and only three Republicans in the... I'm going to sign bipartisan... Who cares? You're the damn Vice President of the United States. Oh, no, no, no. I have no responsibility. Remember Harry...
325 children unaccounted for. And you know, most are dead. You know that. You know that child sacrifice is rampant in this country. More will come out about Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Puff Pastry, I don't know, chocolate donut, whatever the hell he is, if he survives to tell the tale. You know that there is and has been child sacrifice. Just think Hillary Clinton. The blood of children is the currency of the globalists. The women being raped. I mean, just think about that. Think about all of the surging migrant crime or illegal invader crime, not migrant, illegal invader crime you hear or don't hear about. You see, next time it could be your wife walking into Walmart or Costco or Sam's Club or going to the bathroom there and maybe not come out. It could be your grandmother. It could be your child. Just happened with a man's wife in Hilliard, Ohio, suburb of Columbus. A man's wife went in to the woman's room. I think it was a Walmart. Thankfully, they heard her scream. Her husband and I think might have been a child as well, heard her scream and went in and found this illegal invader attempting to molest her. Upscale Hilliard, Ohio. This is why I'm telling you right now, the media cannot allow that to be told. That truth to be told. They can't allow that. They cannot allow it. This is by the allowance of the Harris or the Biden-Harris regime. I don't think Biden knows what the hell's going on. I don't think he knows. If they didn't write his name in his underwear, he probably wouldn't even know that. And this is who is sitting running our country? I don't want to take Mark Levin off of his truly needed conversation here, monologue. So let's go right to Cut H with more Mark Levin.
100,000 American citizens dying every year from fentanyl, the material provided by communist China, produced by the drug cartels flowing into our country. We lost 60,000 men and women in the Vietnam War in over 10 years. Horrendous. We lose 100,000 innocent American civilians every damn year because that damn border is open. Because Joe Biden opened it. Because Kamala Harris opened it. Because they want more and more people coming into this country who burn the American flag. Oh, what did he say? You're damn right. You're damn right. It's one thing to have a real immigration system, a legal system with requirements, but it's quite another to do this. There's not another country on the face of the earth, democratic, fascistic, or Marxist, that has a border open like we do. Not one. This election is between the ruling class and the American people. Half of us know it. Half of us don't. Half of us never will. Because they're so committed to party. They're so subject to propaganda from the media and the Democrats and the hundreds of millions of dollars being spent, given to these campaigns by these Democrat Party oligarchs who think everything's just fine. They're making out great. Let's keep talking about the middle class. Let's keep talking about an opportunity economy from the most illiterate individual to ever run for president about anything, who can't complete sentences, who can't even express a thought. Holistic. Holistic. What, are you smoking marijuana? What the hell are you talking? Holistic. Opportunity society. What the hell do you think capitalism is? An opportunity society. You and your buddy Bernie Sanders, centralized, iron-fisted government decision-making by an incompetent ruling class in Washington, D.C., they want more power. That's all they care about. They're power hungry. They don't care about the price of food or the price of oil. They don't care about the price of a damn thing. It's the, don't you understand? It's the private sector. We have to crush businesses. We have to hunt down billionaires. And you people, you just use too much energy. And one day, we're going to have even days and odd days for gasoline, and you're not allowed to buy automobiles that use gasoline. No, we'll show you. You're to use electric vehicles. I can't afford them, and there's no, we don't care. They don't give a damn. And yet they pretend that they represent you. They don't represent you. They're destroying your life. They're destroying your lifestyle. They're destroying your country. And they have a massive media propaganda operation, as all tyrannies do. We even have people in the media who are not just celebrating Harris, they're speaking for her. Oh, here's what she meant to say. To be perfectly honest with you, she sounds dumber than Joe Biden. She speaks more gibberish than he does. The idea that this country was founded through free speech, through debate, through competition, twice.
Anything you can argue with on that? I don't think so. Anything you can disagree with on that? I don't think so. Unless you are too impaired, cognitively impaired, to really understand what's going on. You know, people say, well, votes don't matter. It does if you overwhelm the system. Cloward Piven style. Too big to rig. You make sure that you vote and you're there and you make sure that you've got poll watchers, poll challengers, and you make sure that one person tries to put up a pizza box over a window. That person goes through the window. I know I'm going to. I'm giving you advance notice, Erie County. Think the votes don't matter? It's our last chance. The ballot box, because after that comes the bullet box. Is that a threat? No, that's an observation. The true American people are done with this crap. We're now at that point. That inflection point. One last, this is a minute more of Mark Levin, and then I'm going to wrap this up. It's cut eye.
Now the whole world sees what we see. Her supporters see what we see. Her donors see what we see. The grifters and operators and pollsters and hangers-on, the leeches of our society, trying to embed her in the White House. They know exactly what's going on, and they're running a campaign that is the most diabolical, deceptive campaign in American history. She's not proudly running on her beliefs. She's a radical Marxist Islamist. How do we know? She's told us. Those of us who focus, those of us who listen, she hates capitalism. She likes big government socialism. She hates that you have money. She wants massive tax increases, camouflaged as taxes on the rich. She hates American industry. All you union folks out there, I don't give a damn what your union bosses say. She hates you. How do I know? Because if you're going to massively increase capital gains, you're going to destroy American industry, investment, technology, all the things that we need for new drugs, new inventions, to support our military, and they will all go overseas.
There it is. Very well explained. Now, that video does go on, but you get the drift of what Mark Levin was saying. There's nothing that I can point to that I disagree with. Maybe some of the presidents he named, perhaps. Maybe one. But beyond that, no. And to make matters worse, a lot of people don't know this. Jimmy Carter gave away the Panama Canal back in the 70s. It was scheduled to be turned over in 1999, which it was. Now we don't have any control over the Panama Canal. What's worse, what's even worse, Fort Clayton down in Panama, that was another one of Carter's ideas. It was on September 7th of 1977 when he said, well, 1999, done, it's over. That Fort Clayton will be closed. Well, you won't believe what it is now. The United Nations sent their security to try to intimidate Ben Bergwam. You were just a great guy. And Oscar Ramirez, I believe. These are the final clips for the show. They're shorter. Well, the first one's a minute 12. But take a look at what's going on in Panama. What happened to the, famed fort, U.S. military base in Panama, and what it's being used for today, and who's behind it. Cut A, video 5.
They just sent the United Nations OIM people over here to the hotel that we are at to harass us, to tell us that we are not allowed to record in the City of Knowledge. This has been because we have been exposing their crimes and we have been exposing who they are. They just sent a private security car. Everybody knows, everybody has our picture, he just told me, of inside of that little compound, globalist compound. They have the picture of Ben. They have the picture of myself. The security guard just came in. He addressed me really respectful. I told him, that is a public place. You cannot tell me not to record. You don't want me to use that camera? I will not use that camera. I will use my phone. I can go over there and walk. You cannot prohibit me from walking over there. He said, no. I'm just wondering if you're going over there to record.
Basically,
they're coming to our hotel.
Yes.
Where we are located to see what we are doing. They're policing journalists. The United Nations is policing journalists. This tells you, Ben, that we just hit a gigantic nerve on these people, that they just sent a security guard. And he said, I was just driving by and I saw you. What are the odds?
Evil operates in darkness, and they want darkness. Ben Bergwam, of course, down at the border, and together they are shining the light on the NGOs involved in the human smuggling and trafficking by the Biden-Harris regime, by the Obamas, by the Clintons. Oh, the Clintons are big in this. Let's go quickly to cut B.
United Nations, like you said, trying to police other countries. They're in a foreign country, and they're trying to police the people here in Panama.
Police journalists.
Police journalists, international journalists, but they're also trying to take over. They're trying to become the sovereigns of every nation they're in, whether that's United States or Panama. That's why Panama has to fight back. That's why God bless President Bukele in El Salvador for calling them out. Every single country has to fight back against these guys, or else they're going to take over your country. Let's go. So we're heading into the so-called City of Knowledge, the former Fort Clayton Army Base that's been converted into a United Nations hub, hive, trafficking corridor, whatever you want to call it, that we were told we can't film in. So we just want to count the number of buildings in here that are United Nations owned or affiliated. There's one. We were here, we broke this story. We came down here through the Darien, Oscar and myself, and we're down here with Michael Yon and Matt Tomlett. We broke this story about this base being converted into a United Nations NGO hub. And Laura Loomer just came down here a few weeks ago with Oscar, or last week with Oscar, and did some reporting. Now we're going to do kind of a more in-depth story since they told us that we couldn't be here. We're just going to show a little more. Here's one more. So we have one so far. Here's two.
Pay attention to the names, too.
Hola, buenas. Oh, no, it's okay. Public? La calle. Sí.
Sí, pues, la calle. La calle sí estamos.
Okay, so he said no filming the...
no filming the buildings. They okay. Already cleared the... They already received the...
So wait a second.
We can record the streets.
We can record the streets, but not the buildings. Well, that's not going to happen. They've already... So the word has been passed that we are here, and United Nations... Here's a third one. The United Nations does not want us here.
We can record
ourselves and the streets.
Yeah, but we cannot record the buildings. So.
That's United Nations, and specifically from the United Nations. That was United Nations security. Apparently, freedom of the press is not allowed in United Nations world.
Clearly, we made somebody uncomfortable. Our recording how they live like kings and queens. Meanwhile, migrants are dying in the Darien Gap. They're living on feces in migrant camps like Lajas Blancas and Bajo Chiquito, and they're living like kings and queens in their automobiles, air conditioning offices, and I don't see no tents right here, Ben.
Yeah, weird. Isn't
no
it weird?
No tents, no migrants. I don't know if there's a different type of class migrant over here. Is there, you know, a middle class, upper class migrant? But I don't see nothing. We see...
Here's another one. UN
Health.
UNDRR. I mean, it's not just an organization. It's its own ecosystem. It's its own economy, United Nations. And funded, we're the largest funders of it. Yes, here's one of the worst.
They went up.
OIM, one of the worst. This is where we started it.
Look at their cars. They're really
plush, lavish.
Look how beautiful their cars is, man. Three-story building.
Three-story.
You know.
Awesome.
Nice floor.
Beautiful building,
security.
OIM.
Security's on the left side. That right there is the demon. You guys, it's your fault. Nobody else's. Just for you to understand, it is your fault. I know you're looking, but it's your fault. It is your global compact of migration that has ruined humanitarian life and migrant life. Stop living out of human misery. It is your fault. Nobody else. I know you're looking. You're at fault.
All right. How true that is. And in the next cut, or a cut after that, you can see the offices of the Clinton Foundation there as well. How dare Hillary Clinton, who really attempted to smuggle through Laura Silsby in Haiti, 33 children out of Haiti. That were supposedly orphans, but they weren't really in that human trafficking operation. You think that's just in Panama? This is from 4 years ago, and I'm going to end with this. 4 years ago, in the U.S., in the state of Utah. If I was a governor, I would tell this particular U.N. compound to get the hell off my lawn. Watch this. 4 years ago. This is cut video six.
Is it okay you turn off the camera and then I speak?
Oh, turn off the camera?
Yeah.
Do I not have a right to have the camera?
I'm not giving you permission to check my face, so...
Okay, are you a public servant?
I'm a United Nations Security Officer.
Okay. Okay, but this is my city, and so I have a right to film.
This is United Nations compound?
A United Nations compound?
Yes.
This is a compound?
Yeah. Since Sunday evening, we took over this compound. This is international territory. When you step outside, it's U.S. Here is international territory. This is U.N. compound.
The United Nations claims to be the champion of your human rights. Here, they are boasting about how they love the freedom of the press. But notice that in the UN Declaration of Human Rights, they claim the power to deny you any of your rights at their discretion if it doesn't fit their agenda. There were thousands of cameras filming the United Nations that day, activists, journalists, and citizens. But as soon as their security saw that one activist was speaking against the UN's agenda, she was targeted, just like the UN's Declaration on Human Rights says that they have a loophole for. Let's recap what you just saw. The UN set up a compound in the middle of Salt Lake City. The UN says they took over the building. The UN stated that the taxpayer-funded Salt Lake Palace was now international territory where U.S. rights don't apply. The UN stated that the United States was outside the doors of the Salt Palace. And the UN, who at best should have been a guest of Salt Lake, instead acted like an invader and denied a U.S. citizen their First Amendment rights. Should the United Nations be allowed to simply claim territory in the middle of the United States and deny any U.S. citizen any of their inalienable rights? The evidence is clear that the United Nations' claims of defending human rights is a complete farce. They have demonstrated their intent to rule, along with their complete lack of respect for our own citizens, for all to see, right here on our own soil. That's not all. But this has all been brought to you by your fellow elected leaders and other prominent Utah officials. The Utah legislature actually paid for them to come here and defended this international compound with your tax dollars. The mayor of Salt Lake City welcomed them with open arms, and the executives of Utah Valley University invited them here shortly after they officially signed up to promote the UN's agenda through the university. Do you know that the United Nations is already writing and passing laws that the state of Utah and Utah's cities are putting into law on behalf of the UN? If you're upset that the Utah legislature and the city of Salt Lake invited this organization to come and trample on your rights, please go right now to UnitedNationsUtah.com and sign the petition. And then share this video on all of your social media. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more bombshell reports about the United Nations in Utah and what you can do to take back your local government.
Folks, do that with all of the source links that I've provided for you at HagmanPI.com. Follow, subscribe, do whatever you have to do, but pay attention to who is providing this information. And support them and through subscribing or whatever you bookmarking, whatever, sharing the information. It's not that they're coming. They're here. 1.2 million Chinese fighting age males in the U.S. 650,000 criminals at large, illegal invader criminals at large, brought in by Biden-Harris, Mayorkas, Obama, the Clintons, the usual suspects. 325,000 children missing. Most, I'm sure, dead. The hundreds of thousands of women trafficked into sex, into forced labor. You've got half the population suffering from cranial rectal inversion. Or complicit, either one. You can't talk to them. It's not good. Imagine what's going to happen when Donald Trump wins on November 5th. Do you think they're going to allow that? do you think that they're going to allow him to get to November 5th? Take that chance? It's not us, the conservative Christians. Maybe it should be, but certainly it's not us. It's coming. It's here. May God bless you. Stay safe. Pray.